From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The U.S. Supreme Court struggled today with this question. When can picketers at a military funeral be sued for inflicting emotional distress on the family of a dead soldier? NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports. First, a warning, though. This story contains some language that some listeners may find offensive.
The case pits Albert Snyder, the father of a Marine killed in Iraq, against seven religious picketers who demonstrated at the soldier's funeral with signs that read, "God hates fags and you're going to hell." Though the Marine wasn't gay, the picketers say they were carrying God's message to condemn what they call sodomite enablers. On the steps of the Supreme Court today, lawyer Margie Phelps, representing the picketers, including her father, said they were at the funeral to remind the nation that it's being punished for its sins.
The rule of law is the mere fact that you take offense at words or call yourself having your feelings hurt over words is not enough to shut up the speech.
But Albert Snyder, the father of the dead soldier, said no family should have to endure such protests.
There is a civilized way to express an opinion in America, but it does not involve intentionally inflicting emotional distress on others, intentionally harming a private citizen at a private funeral.
Snyder sued the picketers for intentional infliction of emotional distress and won a $5 million judgment. But a federal appeals court threw out the award, declaring that even outrageous and offensive opinion is protected by the First Amendment right of free speech. Inside the courtroom, Snyder's lawyer, Sean Summers, told the justices that if context ever matters, it matters at a funeral. But some justices pointed out that the picketers had obeyed all police instructions and stood 1,000 feet away from the church. Moreover, they noted that part of Mr. Snyder's emotional distress claim involves a derogatory internet posting that he came across a month after the funeral. Justice Scalia, suppose there'd been no funeral protest, just the internet posting. Would you still have had a claim for damages? Answer, yes, because of the personal targeted epithets directed at the Snyder family. Lawyer Summers said that just because the picketers were in compliance with the criminal law does not mean they're immune to lawsuits for civil damages. Justice Breyer noted that Mr. Snyder had not seen the picketers' signs at the funeral, that he only saw them when he viewed TV coverage. So where do we draw the line on when you can sue for damages and when you can't, asked the justice. It was a refrain heard repeatedly throughout the argument. Lawyer Summers contended that the private, targeted nature of the speech is what makes it unprotected by the First Amendment. Chief Justice Roberts, so you have no objection to a sign that said, "Get out of Iraq"? Answer, no. Justice Scalia, so the intrusion upon the privacy of the funeral isn't really what you're complaining about. Justice Sotomayor, if you were a Marine and I went up to you objecting to the Iraq War and I said, "You're perpetuating the horrors of that war," would the Marine have grounds to sue? Lawyer Summers first said yes, then no. Justice Kagan noted that the court has long been protective of even outrageous opinions because to impose damages based on a jury's tastes, likes, or dislikes is to undermine the whole idea of free speech. Why, she asked, wouldn't a general statute that simply bars demonstrations within 500 feet of a funeral take care of the problem? Justice Alito, a law like that wouldn't bar someone from coming up to Mr. Snyder at the funeral and spitting in his face. Justice Ginsburg, caustically, you'd have to be a lot closer than the law allows to spit in someone's face. Next up to the lectern was the protester's lawyer, Margie Phelps. Justice Kagan, suppose your group or some other group picks a wounded soldier and follows him around, demonstrates at his home, his workplace, his church, saying offensive and outrageous things. Does that soldier have a claim for intentional infliction of emotional distress? Answer, any non-speech activity like stalking, importuning, being confrontational could indeed justify a damage suit. Question, and what if it's just a demonstration at the home or the workplace or the church? Answer, then I don't believe that would be the basis for a lawsuit. Justice Ginsburg, this is a case about exploiting a private family's grief, and the question is, why should the First Amendment tolerate exploiting this Marine's family when you have so many other forums for getting across your message? Lawyer Phelps argued that if demonstrators stay within the law on the time, place, and manner of their protest, they know when they're acting legally. The notion of exploitation, however, is so wide open, she said, that it provides no principle of law to guide people as to when they could or could not protest. Chief Justice Roberts noted that the protesters here had selected the funeral as a demonstration site to get publicity for their cause. Does that matter, he asked? Answer, no. Every speaker tries to get maximum exposure for his cause. Justice Alito, your argument depends on the proposition that this is speech on a matter of public concern. So what if someone believes that African Americans are inferior and then berates an African American on the street with racial hatred? Answer, I think the issue of race is a matter of public concern, but approaching an individual up close to berate them gets you out of the zone of First Amendment protection. Justice Breyer, citing the right to be left alone, noted that the First Amendment does not bar state damage suits when they're appropriate. But what's appropriate? Said Breyer, I'm looking for a line. Replied Phelps, there has to be some actual physical, sound, sight intrusion if you're talking about invasion of privacy. Justice Sotomayor, so what's the line between strong opinion on a public issue and personalizing it to create hardship for an individual? That's the question facing the court, and today's argument gave few hints on how the justices will resolve it. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.